A top Hollywood producer says that he's been spying for Israel's nuclear weapons program through a worldwide network of companies. Arnon Milchan revealed in an interview how he helped Tel Aviv purchase technologies it needed to operate nuclear bombs. He confirmed that he's performed dozens of clandestine missions for Israel. Milchan, who's produced more than 120 films, says that he's been running 30 companies in more than 17 countries on behalf of Israel. The 68-year-old director added that he was recruited by Israel's President Shimon Peres in the 60s. Israel is widely believed to be the sole possessor of nuclear arms in the Middle East. We're going to return back to one of our headlines regarding how this top Hollywood producer who's been spying for Israel's nuclear weapons program. Don DeBar is a journalist and radio host who joins us on the phone from New York. Don DeBar, interesting story here. I think you would agree. Of course, this gives another confirmation about the fact that Israel has a nuclear weapons program, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. I don't think anyone has doubted that, even since the 70s. And certainly with the revelations that Israel was helping South Africa get an atomic bomb back in the 70s and 80s, that people are certain that Israel does. I also think it's not a surprise that you have a Hollywood connection to essentially covert violation of the NPT on the part of the United States. It's pretty difficult to believe that Israel didn't acquire the nuclear weapons with the help of the United States, and the connection between Hollywood and the clandestine intel operations in the United States has been documented back to the McCarthy era when they purged all the leftists from Hollywood. So no surprises in there. The only surprise for me was the peripheral involvement in the story of Robert De Niro, who was the only person shortly after 9/11, when they had a huge TV show with every person from Hollywood and the music industry on, to say, hey, let's not go to war over this.
We're going to have to leave it there. I'd like to discuss this more. Unfortunately, we don't have the time. That's Don DeBar, journalist and radio host there. Thank you very much, Don DeBar.